In the name of the Father, and the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Glory to Jesus Christ. So the school year is starting up again. Harvest Festival is 2 weeks away. Sunday school, adult ed, youth group, all gearing up for the coming season. Labor Day has come and gone. Summer vacations are wrapping up. If you're in school, everything's busy again. If you're in agriculture, whether professionally or as a hobby, harvest time is at hand. The church just celebrated its new year. Some people have new jobs. Some people continue with old jobs. Some people are overwhelmed with health issues, others with family issues, still others with internal things. Some people have dying relatives. Others have new babies being born. Of course, many are still reeling over the Annunciation Church tragedy or overwhelmed by the uncharitable divisions in culture, politics, and religion. Some people are excited about the future and the present. Others fear the present and the future. And of course, many wrestle carrying both feelings. And into all the chaos, and all the busyness, and our grief, and our division, and our excitement, and our happiness, and our fear. Into all of this, a little girl is born to parents named Joachim and Anna. And this little girl's name is Mary. Today is the eve of Mary's birthday, celebrated officially in the church tomorrow, September 8th. And this child, this little girl, is a beacon of hope to both the chaos and the excitement of our lives on this planet. An interesting thing about Mary's birth is that, of course, she is not the light. Her son is the true light that is coming into the world. But just as dawn precedes sunrise and gives both the hope and the knowledge that the rising of the sun is inevitable, so the birth of Mary, the mother of the light, is the knowledge and the hope that the Savior of the world is but one generation away. The Son of God is at the very gates when his mother is born. There's still going to be a little bit of waiting. We're not quite yet at full brightness, but we know that full brightness is soon. It's one thing to have faith that some future point, some nebulous point, the light will rise. It's another thing altogether to see the first hint of dawn and know that the sunrise on your life is inevitable. It's arriving even as you're considering it, even as you're noticing it. And Mary's birth is that dawn. And our dayspring himself arrives within the hour. Now, obviously, Jesus Christ has already come. The light has already risen 2,025 years ago. But we are physical and temporal people. And we get caught up in all the chaos and the busyness and the excitement and the grief that I mentioned earlier. And it's very easy in the midst of all that to lose sight of the light. And so God provides us with these festivals to bring our focus back. It's like God is saying to us, when you're buried in your stuff, being as real and as heavy as those things are, that's not so different from the ancient Israelites enmeshed in all that they had going on, waiting and yearning for the coming Messiah. And so your yearning is not so much for Jesus Christ to come into the world, because he already has, but to come into your life today, to come into your busyness, into your excitement, into your pain. This is the grace of our liturgical cycle, that those events that happened in history can come to life in you and in your life today. With the birth of this little girl, Mary, celebrated this week, you are invited to see the dawn's light in your own life. That whatever you're undergoing, dawn is already happening and sunrise will follow. Now, how do I take that in? Amidst the chaos and the busyness and the excitement and the grief of my life today, how am I supposed to take that in? Well, the answer is given to us in our gospel lesson today, that familiar story of those two sisters, Mary and Martha. Now, Mary and Martha, in common culture and piety, sometimes are pitted against each other, and in biblical interpretations as well, is somehow saying that, you know, they represent two different paths or two different personality types, and which person should you be more like? That is a false dichotomy. Many of the Greek fathers and mothers see a very different nuance. They say that there's a Mary and a Martha within each of us who are capable of harmony, who are capable of balance. But just like Martha is more demanding in the story, that drive to do and do and do is louder inside most of us as well. I mean, let's be honest, our inner harmony is rarely thrown out of balance by being too contemplative. When does that ever happen? By being too quiet in the presence of God, by sitting with my Savior and basking in the divine mystery. Did you ever notice that it's a lot more common for people to say, "I was so busy that I forgot to pray," than to say, "I spent such a long time meditating on the person of Jesus Christ that I forgot to go to work," right? I've never heard the second one. Martha always wins. Now remember, Saint Martha, Holy Martha, is not bad. She's a little loud. She's energy forward. And she's a little sneaky, that inner Martha. We can take that drive to do, and disguise it with spiritual life just as easily as with the rest of our busyness. Bigger icon collection, fatter prayer book, more prostrations, more podcasts, another chat group. That's all Martha stuff. And in the midst of that, God says to her, stop, rest, take a moment. See the dawn. Take it in. The mother of the light has been born. And Martha, this rest is for you also. And you won't hear the mother of the light's message for you in a podcast or a chat group, but in silence. You won't see her light by doing more, but by doing less. You cannot receive her peace by trying harder, but by trying softer. Mary of Bethany sat at the feet of Jesus, meditating in quiet on his life-giving words, on his life-giving presence. And your inner Mary longs to do the same. The birth of the Theotokos has but one core message for each of you. Into your chaos, into your grief, into your excitement, into your busyness, my son comes to you. The light is coming into your world, and today is merely dawn compared to what awaits for those who receive with a quiet and open heart the incarnate one. Amen.